What's up, man? No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh, we can cut it out. Actually, now that I said we're going to cut it out, I think I'm going to leave it in.
Welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. It's your dog, a.k.a. Big Yuri, Dirty Yuri, Fist of Fury.
The podcast Mexican.
That's Mexican. Is that what I'm sticking with?
That's my favorite one.
Really?
And my name is Choder Boy Michael.
Dude, so, hope you guys all had a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
and whatever Kwanzaa is.
I'm not even sure what Kwanzaa is.
Before we talk about, sorry, we promised my brother as our first guest, but it just didn't happen.
We were both busy with family stuff and just trying to hang out and spend time with the family.
Yeah.
We'll get him though, we'll get him next time.
Yeah, we'll get his ass. And then, also,
look at that beautiful, sexy ass.
Whoever reported our Instagram,
I'm
gonna find you, you son of a bitch. And I'm gonna tear you to shreds.
So we were taken down Instagram the other day for God knows what. I don't know. I think the recording only said like manho and bitch. And I feel like I've heard much worse.
That is mild for if people went through our history for the past however many years we've known each other. That's on our tame side. We were holding back for sure.
I know.
There was no fucks.
So fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
I will find you. And I will fuck you.
And also, if you're listening to this episode and you're the one who reported it, dick move.
Yeah, real fucking dick move, bro. I'm gonna make sweet love to your face and butt. Consensually.
You're gonna say yes to it. I wanna talk about Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, last Friday.
What did we do last Friday?
I told some jokes.
Oh, that's right. Your stand up set.
Yeah.
Dude, that was good.
Thank you.
I was very happy with it.
It sucks that I don't mind going on second. I feel like I got the crowd nice and hot.
You did. It was a little earlier than I think you might have wanted to go.
Yeah, I really like to feel like a big
shot.
You
killed it though. You did. I enjoyed it. You had that the cuckolding Joseph joke, dude.
Yeah.
I like that they were all like theme based. They all had to do around Christmas. You know, it wasn't just everywhere.
I was wearing the sweater. It was a special occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. Great job.
Thank you. So, and I tried to sign you up for January without telling you, but it's already full.
Already full?
Yeah, they saved a spot for me.
Did they?
No, I got the last spot. They didn't save it for me.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
That's all good. I'm going to attempt to do stand up myself. I'm trying to work on a tight five. For those, you know, in the comedy business, you guys all know what that means.
They know the open mic circuit. You need that first tight five.
You need that first tight butthole.
Yeah.
And five.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, great job.
Thank you. That was really fun. That was one of my...
It was fun.
I could tell that was one of my better sets,
absolutely.
Actually.
I could totally see that. There was a couple of good dudes down there, too. Other good dudes. That Nick guy.
Yeah.
Is he an actual librarian?
He owns the library, the bar on...
Second Street, or either he owns it or he's
the manager. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Nick. You're awesome.
He is fantastic. His fucking bit about thinking he had a condom in his fucking jacket or whatever, and it was actually a tea pack. Oh my god, that was so good. it was a really good one. And then it was that fucking crazy dude. With the aristocrat set bit or whatever?
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God.
The aristocrat is... I don't know who invented it. Either Bobcat Goldthwait or Gilbert Godfrey, one of those two. But the point of it is just to go... it's like a 5-minute long rant where you just increase how gross and, like, dirty... That guy's actually perfect for it, the more I was thinking about it.
Dude, he looks a little rapey.
Yeah, because I've seen his set with just his regular material... Not funny. So like
that guy looks like he sits alone at Chuck E. Cheese.
He did improv with me on Saturday. It was fun.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
He made me give birth to an invisible baby.
Holy Christ, this guy's got problems, bro.
But then he did this. You know how they do their shows on Saturday nights, their improv shows?
Yeah.
They did a scramble with mixed up teams from people that do like the classes and that work there and everything, like the regulars. He was on fire. He was like amazing.
Really?
He's amazing at improv. Yeah, you should stick to that.
Yeah.
He's so good at it.
Really? I'm going to have to check him out at the improv then, because that guy looks like he should not be near any children.
Yeah, I think he would agree with that. Yeah,
yeah. I think I hope he has no children. And if they do, or if he like, if he does, I'm gonna have to call Child Protective Services on him. For my sake.
God, I can't think of his name, or I'd give him a shout
out. Me either. I can't remember. I don't want. Are we gonna give him a shout out?
I mean, we've just dragged him through the dirt.
So I know. We can do for him. We just. I just called him a pedophile. I don't want him to listen to this podcast.
Oh, Big Ed's restaurant. Oh my God, we owe Big them
Ed's.
A shout
out. Yeah, shout out to Big Ed's. I always go in there. That's my spot. Great service. The girls in there are great. Food is fantastic. If you happen to be, you know, just happen to have a long night at Fantasy Girls, just walk your happy ass across the street to Big Ed's Diner and get yourself some breakfast and or lunch. It's fucking delicious. Shout out to Natalie and Karina. They are fantastic waitresses and great girls. And if you mention us, you will get 10% discounted on your breakfast.
I feel like I should say that that won't happen.
No, that won't. We're absolutely not, getting not paid. Happen. We're just, not getting paid.
Yeah, we're giving them a shout out.
We're just giving them a shout out because that's my spot and they'd appreciate the business.
And we were going to follow them on Instagram, but yes. Maybe we'll just use our personal account. We're going to get our Instagram back.
We'll get it back up. But yeah, you don't. Fuck Squeeze In. Fuck. What the fuck? Pegs.
Denny's. Double Denny. Fuck
Double
Denny's.
Fuck Denny's. Oh, my God.
I've never been if you happier want, like, at Denny's.
If you want, like, your eggs with a side of pubes, go to Denny's.
Right. If you want, like, your biscuit, but it's like came out of somebody's, between their breasts.
And cum.
And that's what the drizzled biscuits and gravy is.
Gravy is code for cum.
Yeah, Denny's.
But, yeah, you'll never have to wait for a fucking seat at Big Ed's. Such great service, such good food. But, yeah. That's a nice little breakfast we had on Saturday.
It was, and then we took a jaunt about town.
Jaunt, I love that word.
Yeah.
I'm adding that to my vocabulary.
We meandered and trundled about, hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Or is it hand in hand?
Here, well,
hand
give me your
on
hand.
Dick.
All right, don't give me your hand. That's fine. I mean, we could figure it out. It would we'll be your hand out. In mine.
In your. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
I can put my hand in your hand if you want.
I'm always the one on the app. Have you ever, like, when you and your girlfriend hold hands, whose hand is on top and whose hand is on bottom?
I grab hers with my hand over and then turn.
Don't do that.
Why not?
That's very beta of you.
I'm beta.
Yeah. Dude's hands are always on top. I always make sure that my hand is on top.
Oh, is this in the Alpha Handbook somewhere?
Yeah, I wrote it.
You wrote it?
I wrote it.
Okay, well, check your references, because I don't believe it, because you're the biggest beta that I've ever met in my life.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I ooze testosterone. Like, if we were in the forest, dude, and we were, like, in a pack of wolves, I would assert my dominance on you and have sex with you. Not out of pleasure.
No, look, I
just
would mount
to assert
you and
my dominance on you.
Listen, I curse the sun so I can howl at the moon like a real alpha.
Only after I howl at it. Only because I gave you permission to howl.
Like, I'll cover you in my urine and then make love to you and then so that all the other betas would know that you're mine. I'm alpha enough to call it making love and not just meaningless sex with you. Because I appreciate you.
I would like howl at oh, and then I'd be like, you know
bit
what?
Bit of a
Mike?
Beta howl.
I'm on fucking mic. I'm not gonna go full howl. I can't.
Just back up a bit.
Then the fucking neighbors upstairs will hear me.
What's the deal with that guy?
Dude, fuck my neighbor upstairs, bro. This fucker's loud. So
before you go into your story, I just want to say he literally shot a BB gun either at me or at a stray cat as I was walking in here.
It might have been both. Because we have a stray cat problem here. I always run into, like, cats fucking out here and cats fighting. I swear to God.
You're keeping their rent down.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So like, my neighbor upstairs, he, I believe, he's fucking loud, bro. Like, he, the other day, I was sitting there watching a movie, and out of nowhere, dude, I started fucking hearing, like, fuck you, motherfucker! Fuck you, you fucking bitch! And fucking just loud as fuck. And I don't know, like, because he's married.
Right.
You know? So, like, I don't know if this motherfucker is yelling at his wife. He's about to whoop that ass. I don't know. So, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, should I call the cops? I didn't do shit. Whatever. So, a few days later, same thing. You motherfucker. You fucking cocksucker. Fucking fuck you, bitch. Fucking suck my dick. And then, at the end, he's like, headshot, motherfucker. Fuck you. Headshot. And I'm like, ah, dude, I got it. He's a gamer. Like, he's gotta be.
He's playing Call of Duty.
He's playing Call of Duty or fucking Fork Knife or whatever the fuck you guys call it. I don't know. I don't game.
Oh, man. All of my nephews, I have five of them. They're all talking about Fork Knife.
Are they?
Damn it. It's all the rage amongst
all the rage?
Amongst the children.
The youth?
Yeah.
But, anyway, so I'm like, this guy's, oh, he's a gamer. He's gotta be a gamer. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense. So, actually, the day we went to breakfast... So, like, I was up. I'm an early riser. It was, like, 6 in the morning.
He still had his morning wood when I knocked on the door.
Yeah, I was half hard.
It was impressive.
Thank you. But, so I started hearing some moans and shit coming up from upstairs. And, like, those fuckers have hardwood floor. Like, I'm pretty sure because it's loud. So I can hear, like, fucking movement, you know. And I can hear moans and shit, you know. So they're fucking. Mm. They're obviously fucking.
Sweet.
So I just start jerking off.
Right.
And I don't think I was done yet before they were finished. Like, it was short and sweet.
To the point.
To the point. And then, like, towards the end, like, I think he had to have been coming. Because all I heard was, headshot, headshot, headshot. So, like, I just totally pictured this dude just blowing his luscious load between his old lady's eyes. Like, just boom, boom, boom. Just headshots, dude. Headshot,
motherfucker.
So I'm pretty sure that's just how he fucks. He might not be a gamer. I don't know. I kind of hope he's not a gamer and that's just how he fucks.
Well, he didn't give me a headshot with the BB gun.
No.
Do you think that, okay, if he is a gamer, do you think he could get a clean headshot after his short and sweet love-making sessions?
I mean, talking like that, I hope so. Or else you ain't about it.
If you're gonna talk a big game, you gotta be able to back it up. I'm gonna watch. Can I peek in their window maybe? Like, maybe listen for it and then snap a picture or something?
I don't have a problem with it, dude. It's all good.
Alright, cool.
I'll let you know. But you better get here fast because it's short and sweet.
It is short. I'll never make it.
No.
Our house is like 6 minutes apart from each other. I'll never make it.
You'll never make it. But,
I'll be finished with time to spare.
He actually, like, they actually left me a nice little, like, Christmas gift on my mailbox. And it was, like, a little bunch of little candies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was very, very sweet of them. Very short and sweet of them. Is there probably, maybe I'm the only one that got one. Kind of, like, apologizing for all the short and sweet lovemaking they were having upstairs.
Do you guys know each other's names?
Yeah.
You do?
I forget, though, sometimes. Well,
I mean, we don't have to say your neighbor's name. But...
Oh, Zane? He's cool, man. He's not cool, actually. He's kind of a douche.
He shot at me with a BB gun.
I know. Fuck him, dude. You should have told me.
That's all good.
I would have gone out there and just headshot at his face. With my wiener. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that. How was the holidays for you?
It was cool. My family went above and beyond for my girlfriend's a vegan, and my family relished in the chance to, like, expand their kitchen, their culinary artistry.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah, they all, there's every night, there's like...
That was very sweet of them.
It was very, and it was very good, too. I'm surprised.
Really?
I shouldn't say I'm surprised, because they're all pretty good cooks. God, they went out of their way. It was very nice, yeah.
Who cooked?
They all took turns. My mom and my sister, they cooked the first night, and David cooked the second night.
David's a cook?
David, he does it all.
Jack of all trades.
He's got a beautiful haircut. He wears those sweaters.
He's a very well-dressed man.
He really is. I got him a shaker cup. Tell him to get back in the gym.
Oh, to get back in the gym.
Yeah.
That's cool. What'd you get for Christmas?
Jackie got me this hoodie.
Is that an octopus?
Yeah, it's got space tentacles all over it.
Pretty rad.
Yeah, I'm really into it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't normally wear, like, purple and stuff.
It's very colorful. Looks good.
Thanks. What'd you get?
I got an Instant Pot, which is fucking great. I'm stoked to use it. Shout out to Instant Pot. I will be tagging you on this podcast.
Please sponsor us. We can't say enough good things about you.
It really is. I've heard nothing but good things. I'm a huge meal prepper. Like, I'll cook like my food for the week. Cause I got other stuff going on. I got the podcast. You know, I got work.
Your masturbation schedule.
Yeah, that takes up so much time.
Finding time for anything else.
I gotta cut it in the shower. I do it in the shower. I might as well kill.
That's just my pre-jerk in the shower.
One stone. I take like 6 showers.
All right. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So I got like the fucking Costco size of Drano sitting on the side of my tub. You know. I'm just dumping just fucking.
I snake mine in one of those things that you.
Dude, I've done that.
Yeah.
It is gross.
Girl. I pulled out a partially grown fetus from my drain.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you keep it?
It wasn't breathing anymore. I kind of just.
Well, you could have just put them like in a mason jar. Well, kept them in your house like a fucking.
Look, it looked a lot like me, so I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. I pulled out a whole coon once.
Raccoon?
Yeah. It was still alive.
What'd you name it?
Trashy.
That's not a bad raccoon name.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He still hangs out. He comes in once in a while, like, just to come check up on me.
Oh, well, do you give him food?
Sometimes.
Well, if you give him food, scraps. They keep coming back, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw one the other day.
I haven't seen one yet.
Dude, I see one in town, and, like, I feel like, because it was standing out, it was eating off, like, this chair on this lady's porch or whoever the fuck lived there, you know, and just nibbling on some food. Like, this bitch just purposely left food out there for this motherfucker. Like, that might be my boy Trashy. I couldn't tell. It was dark.
Right, right, right.
You know all coons look the same.
You know that...
Raccoons. Raccoons. Yeah. I meant to say raccoons. I'm lazy, so I shorten it up.
Right, right.
I meant raccoons. The animal.
Good save.
Thank you.
Good save. So you have this really good idea you're texting me about, and I think we should give it a shot about reading like missing connections on Craigslist.
I found some good ones. I didn't save them though.
Well, let's see what's on. I'll just bring it up on my phone.
Yeah, bring it up on your phone. See what you can find.
All
right. Yeah, I found some. Dude, some of those are like I don't know what they expect, bro. Like, do they expect to find some? Like, I don't know. I feel like if you were to just message them. And see what the fuck? Like, you don't have to be the guy they're looking for.
Alright, so they took out, like, the personal section on Craigslist.
You have to go to community.
Community, perfect.
I know where it's at. They did take out, like, the men seeking men shit.
Right, right, right.
There's some good ones on there.
And, like, missed the connections.
Not that I just go through these.
Okay,
I mean,
this one's from today, December 26th. Woman with red hair and black clothes.
Ooh.
On Wells Street. Shout out to all of Wells Street. It's probably my favorite spot.
I love Wells Street.
This posting has been flagged for removal. All
right. Damn it. It was too sexual, bro.
Okay. Fernley Truck Stop.
There you go.
We met a while back at Lubs. You showed me more than the outside of your truck. I told you I had a thing for big rigs. We were both older, and I let you test drive me. If you're back in town,
yo,
let me know.
Dude, a cab lizard? Ooh. That's a cab lizard. You know what a cab lizard is?
Is it somebody who fucks truckers?
Yeah, like they troll around truck stops and like knock on all the doors and shit. And then they just fuck all the trucks, like truck drivers.
Well, do you have any advice for the cab lizard?
I feel like if she's like posting this, like homeboy must have fucked her good.
He must have.
Out of all those truck drivers.
He must have been hanging dick.
Dude, he must have been fucking just slinging fucking rope, bro.
Listen, if you're a trucker, I apologize beforehand, but I've never met a trucker that I've liked. They've all been undereducated, overworked, pieces of shit with bad attitudes.
I've met some cool ones. Like, where I work, we do like half heavy equipment, half we work on like reefer units, right? Like the shit that keeps your food cold, like when they're getting transported. But there are some filthy motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah.
They are some of the foulest creatures on this earth. Dude, perfect example. The other day, like, so I'm working, right? And I catch a hint. I was like, dude, what the fuck is that smell? And this bitch has been there before. So I'm like, I know it's her. Like, I haven't even seen her yet. I'm like, oh my God. I know that smell.
I haven't felt this presence since.
Dude, like, it burned my nostrils, bro. I'm not kidding you. Like, this bitch smelled like she'd been rolling around in vomit, horse shit, her shit, and more vomit. Like, I...
Of course.
And, like, she's like this little troll, dude. And I feel bad. Like, I really do. I feel bad. Like, how can you get yourself... Like, how do you get this far? Like, how do you... Let yourself go that bad. Like, it's disgusting.
It starts by being a cab lizard, I imagine.
I'm sure, like, that once you just work your way up, you know?
Like, well, eventually, the dirty sex with an overweight trucker is going to get boring. You got to step it up.
She's, like, has, like, aspirations of starting her own business, so she just starts driving truck.
Well, cab lizard, good luck in your journey. Try not to rifle about your own feces. Looking for your thrills.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not going to kink shame. You do you, baby duck. You baby do you. Duck.
No, dude, but, like, I could... She's, like, this little fucking troll, dude. She's as wide as she is tall, dude. And she's not very tall. And she's very wide.
She's got that hockey player build.
Oh, my God, bro. Like, she looks like we have one of those hockey players on the old NES games, bro.
Oh, just straight up 16 pixels.
16 pickles. Pickles. Did I say pickles?
Yeah.
I meant pixels.
But she's a brick shit house.
Yeah, but she smells like pickles, and I hate pickles.
I don't like pickles either.
But, dude, it was disgusting. Like, she... So, like, I seen her. Like, I knew that was her. I was like, boom, there she is. Little troll. Right? Like, and I feel bad, because I don't work on that stuff. My friends do.
Right.
And I feel so bad that these guys have to... You can't even get near that motherfucker, that truck. You can smell it from 10 feet away.
And while they're working, does she, like, make them try to solve riddles and stuff?
Ah, dude, no.
Try to get gold from them?
Nah, she stays away, but, like... like, I don't know, dude. Like, she tried to ask me where the bathroom was, and I feel bad. Like, it's, like... It's gross, bro. I had to walk away, or else I was gonna throw up on her. Right on her face, because she's shorter than me, it was going all over her face. Like, just thinking about it is just, like, grossing me out.
Oh, yeah. I run into a few of those myself.
Yeah, no, I'm not...
Not into it.
I don't know.
Let's read another one.
Yeah.
This one's called EMS / TENS Therapy. Is TENS a thing around here? I don't know what that is. Yeah, me neither. If you know what TENS is, leave us a comment somewhere.
Yeah. Educate me.
Thank you. I am looking for other TENS / EMS users. Oh. These are perhaps apps. Grindr of sorts.
Interesting. We'll have to Google it.
My surgeon prescribed me a combo unit to help with my broken leg recovery and healing since I'm no longer eligible for physical therapy right now, and it was suggested to do my workouts at home with another person, therefore the EMS / TENS cooldowns after my exercises are complete.
Jeez.
Learn some punctuation.
This one seems a little boring. Like, yeah. It's not getting me hard.
We'll do the same. Hey, they'll do the same for you also. You help them stretch, they'll help you stretch.
Interesting.
They'll stretch them.
I think EMS is like a paramedic.
Yeah. I
did. Right?
All right, this one's titled, I'm Waiting, and in parentheses, Sparks. Shout out to Sparks.
Shout out to Sparks. Dude, Sparks is kind of dirty. But I like it.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm always in the industrial part down by the batting cages and stuff, yeah. We should hit some dingers.
I didn't want to go there.
All right, cool. I'm waiting for that guy who wants to give me lip hug.
What? Lip hug?
I'm waiting for that guy who wants to give me lip hug.
Is that it?
That's it.
How the fuck do they expect these things to work? Add some fucking detail. Put some fucking effort.
All right. Well, here's hoping that you get your lips
hugged. Lip hug. And I'm hoping it's the bottom ones you're talking about.
Ooh. Jessica E. Sparks.
Oh, he's dropping names.
Jessica.
That's Mexican.
That's Mexican Jessica.
Yep, that's Mexican Jessica.
Well, they wrote Jessica instead of just using the soft J like most Mexican people would.
Yeah.
Huh. Whatever.
Do you still have that one I sent you?
Oh, did you text it to me or Snapchat?
Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
I'll check. You are crazy beautiful, but I don't know how to get a hold of you except at work. Our eyes have met up quite a bit lately. Maybe a drink or question mark, question mark, question. Now, what do you think that those three question marks imply?
ATM. Ass to mouth.
You think that the author of this post is into...
Or mouth badge butt.
He's running the whole circuit there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he's trying to cover all three bases, if you know what I'm saying.
The question marks could be anything. It's like drinks, or maybe we could go play some frisbee.
I feel like if you're trying to post on Craigslist,
you're not after.
You're not
frisbee.
Looking for frisbee. You're looking for that hitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sexual hitter. What do you?
1811 Pico Boulevard on the way to the beach in downtown LA.
Gray block pizza, son.
Cute woman in a silver car at Demone Ranch Walmart. I was there today, actually.
Were you?
Not by the Walmart, but I was in Demone Ranch.
Maybe they're talking about you.
Oh, what I was in the truck, but maybe they saw it wrong.
Maybe they saw it wrong.
Yeah. I saw you as I was walking back to my car this morning around 10:15. You had a beautiful smile.
That sounds like you.
What looked like dark reddish hair and white complexion. Well, maybe the sun could have been shining.
The sun. Good call.
And wouldn't mind... Okay. White complexion and wouldn't mind getting to know. All right. Maybe, you know, if you're looking for somebody and want to impress them, maybe, you know, take a second pass at your, you know, your post.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, one of these days we should respond.
All right. Well, it's got to be the right one.
Yeah, it's got to be the, like...
I was wearing a red hoodie and a black hat. If you're available, I'd like to say where things go. That should be C. I'd like to see where things go.
Well, he's posted on Craigslist. I don't imagine this motherfucker knows how to spell.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Shit, well, how do you spell from?
F-E-O-M.
Jesus, fuck. Come on, guy. If you're looking to, like, meet your fucking match or whatever, dude.
Yeah, red hoodie, black hat. Your amazing pale woman, or whatever you're looking for.
Dude, put some effort.
This is Demone Ranch.
How do you
Ranch
expect to find love?
This isn't Sun Valley we're talking about. This is Demone Ranch.
You know, fuck, man.
Step your game up. You're pathetic.
You know what I wanted to start doing is like find crazy stories, right? So like the other day there was this fucking story that this group of dudes was like nabbing. They were nabbing. Or they nabbed an alligator and fucked it, bro. Like, they were just up over here snatching gators and fucking them. Like, can you imagine?
They were raping an alligator?
Dude, I promise you, in Florida.
Well, not shocked.
No. You know, like, in all reality, like, Florida's wild, bro. Like, I ain't trying to fuck with no one from Florida. Those guys are dangerous. Those are a different breed.
They fuck different breeds.
They
certainly
fuck different breeds, absolutely. So, like, I was trying to play a scenario out in my head. Like, what if that gator killed their parents, right? So then, like, the kids are like, oh, we're gonna get this motherfucker right here. And then, like, they fucking, like, rallied the fucking troops.
No, I imagine this had to be a small gator, but in my head, the story's better if it's like a 16-foot long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like enough to feed five people.
500-pound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
dinosaur.
So, like, they're like, we're going to go rally this motherfucker. We're going to wrangle him and fuck him. You know what I mean? Like, they're fucking...
The gator's probably just laying on the side of, like, the embankment, not even in the water, disguised as a log yet. He's just soaking up some sun, sleeping. Some sun. Like, everything in my life is great. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
My belly's full. Just ate two white motherfuckers. I'm hungry. You know? Mm.
Like that kid at Disneyland.
Yeah, he put some... Fucking gator poured some sweet baby Ray's on him. He's like... Ate them up.
Cajun style.
Yeah. You know?
And then the good old boys come in their fan boat.
Nab this motherfucker, and then just start going to town on its holes.
Who Steve Irwin did into submission first? Because that's a big beast to mount.
Dude, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they did.
Did they tape its mouth shut?
But I would fucking hope so.
God,
but it's
yeah.
But it's Florida. I don't know.
They just held it shut with one just hand. Just held it shut with
one hand, dude, while the other one fucked
showing
it.
No fear. You wonder? I wonder if they foreplayed with the gator first, or if they just...
Oh, my God. Why am I
spit
hard?
Spit on their dicks and went straight for
No, dude. So in my mind, I'm like, maybe they're going to revenge fuck the skater. You know what I mean?
Why are we trying to justify it for the rapist?
I don't know. Well, I'm just trying to plan a scenario right
I can't
now.
Even say at least they're not raping people. Who would rape a poor defenseless alligator? Does anybody buy it flour? Did it get help? Did it get a rape kit from the police? No. Oh, God, imagine that episode of, like, Law & Order SVU, where the gator's the victim.
Oh, my God.
And like, it's a special victim. They fly, Ice-T flies down, and he's like, oh, man, I thought I knew Florida. This is disgusting.
That's fucking
you
not
Ice-T. You
guys
can keep this city.
That's not a good Ice-T.
That's the best Ice-T you're ever going to hear.
I don't know. I've heard some good Ice-T's.
You haven't heard shit.
I mean, I've
had... personal...
I've had some
it's
good iced tea.
Business. All right.
But yeah, so like...
I don't know who else is on that show.
Me either. Yeah. I don't like that show. I've never watched a whole episode.
I've seen 100
of the
cold opens. And
I get a lot of
flack
for that. Yeah. You know? Like, oh, what? You don't watch Law & Order? I'm like, no, bitch! No. I'm not trying to fucking watch a show where motherfuckers are checking for semen all the time.
And also, I'm not a depressed, like, you know, 50-year-old housewife.
That shit doesn't get to me, you know what I mean? There's not even any tasteful nudity in it.
No, well, it's on a network. It can't,
yeah,
they
fuck
can't
that.
They can barely show side
boob. I like my law shows with a tasteful amount of nudity.
They can only show 12 seconds of side boob per episode, so you have to ration that out between the
Is that
dead
factual?
Person... I'm close. I mean, I'm in the ballpark.
Okay.
You have to ration those 12 seconds out to the corpse, suspect number two, and the love interest of the protag.
Mm. I mean, I feel like that would be right, though.
Yeah, about 4 seconds each.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I don't watch that shit. I don't got time for that.
Right. I bet I could write an episode of it right now.
It doesn't take much. Kill somebody, you know, come everywhere. Clean it up.
Throw iced tea in there.
Throw iced tea and a couple of white women.
I was going to say that
too. And you got yourself a episode of Law & Order.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Fuck, I was getting back to work, dude.
It was brutal. Just that it's only a 3-day week. I just feel pissed off that I have to go anyways. I'm thinking about iced tea now. Got to work on my impression.
And get your work cut out.
You do yours.
The only fucking iced tea impression that I can do is like the one off the Players Haters Ball on Chappelle's show. But I don't even remember what he says though. He's like, I'd like to welcome y'all to the 5th annual Play a Haters Ball. And then
are we thinking of the same Ice Tea right now?
Yeah, motherfucker. Ice
Tea, I know, he talks out of the side of his mouth and he's got one of his eyes halfway shut and he doesn't give a shit
this
about nothing.
This motherfucker you're doing sounds like he's got Down syndrome
he
and he lives in Compton.
Talks out of his nose.
I feel like the guy you're trying to do might have Down syndrome. And like they were like trying to like, he wanted to join the gang to be cool, but they like, dude, you can't join the gang.
I think that might just be my inherent whiteness.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But hold on. So then, like, they were trying to let him in the gang. And they're like, dude, you can't join the gang. And you were like, why not? And then it's like, motherfucker, because you're not all there.
Your impression of my impression of Ice-T is the best thing I've ever heard.
And then they were like, you know what? We'll make you an honorary Crip. So then that's what you sounded like.
I was going for a blood, but do they have like a southern draw or something in there?
I don't
know. What are y'all doing?
I think it's just black people in general.
All right. Oh, like, yeah. They, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they shorten up words.
So, oh god, I made it really racist then when I said y'all.
Kind of.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was trying to do Southern.
Not, we know we have enough black friends that we let it slide. God, I like how we say I like how I said we.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say I hope you have enough black friends. I don't have.
I got like three.
Is that enough for two people that aren't?
And black? I've also slept with like two half black women.
That makes a whole.
And mathematically speaking, that is one whole black girl.
Yeah.
Lovely women.
What are the other halves?
White, obviously.
Also, than just some boring.
Yeah, white women love black dudes.
My girlfriend, she just found out her sister took a DNA test.
That
she is 100% white, and she's really upset about it.
What did she expect?
You know, just a little bit of maybe some like Native American, maybe some Eskimo in there a little bit.
How is one 100% white?
I'll have to ask her. I only caught the cliff notes because I was too busy. She was very animated about it, so I was too busy laughing.
My sister did that. We're actually a huge portion of us. Like, a huge portion. Well, I'm assuming it's us because, you know, I didn't do it, but we're related.
German from Argentina.
Yeah.
That's when the Nazis went over from World War II. You have Nazi blood.
No, bitch. Like, I'm like 26%. Like, from, like, the Czechoslovakian area.
Oh, that's a quarter. That's only a couple generations.
It's weird, right?
Oh, God, that's a couple generations. What is that? Close to almost 100 years, maybe? Like, that's really close to World War II times. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have to do some more investigating. But, like, Eastern Europe and shit is what we got a lot of. I'm very light-skinned, you know?
Oh, you have a beautiful complexion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Complexion for the protection, I was told at once.
What does that mean?
That means like if shit goes south, I'll just play it off that I'm white.
Oh, like just take a step to the take a step to the side of the crowd with the white people.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's the perfect disguise.
The girl who actually said that to me was. That is going to go down in history, in my history, as like one of the worst dates I've ever been on. No, it's the worst date, hands down.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her. I kind of want to like tell the story.
You can tell the story, but you can omit the names if you want.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna leave them in.
You're gonna leave the names in?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the names in.
All right, cool.
So my buddy's wife set me up with her.
Oh, you were telling me this at breakfast, I think.
Yeah. So, like, first date, I took her to this nice little restaurant on 4th Street called at the Halfway Club. Went there to eat, and it was delicious, and it wasn't bad. Like, we were talking and stuff. We were having a nice conversation, and then we decided to leave and go for a walk or whatever. So, we went for a walk, blah, 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 blah. I went to drive her back. Because she was parked across the street from the restaurant. And during that time, 4th Street had a lot of construction going on, which it still does. But apparently, I didn't see, because it was dark as fuck, that they had cut out like a foot and a half of fucking asphalt. So when I turned into this fucking parking lot, dude, my truck just fell a foot and a half, and I fucked up my bumper. I was like, fuck. I'm like, really? So then, I'm like pissed off. I gotta get my truck out. And this fucking dude from the darkness comes out. He's like, what's up, man? You need a hand? You need some help? I was like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did you come from?
Did you drop out of one of those trees over there? Don't worry about it.
Dude, yeah. So like, I was like, yeah, man, give me a hand. So he helps me pull out my truck, right? And he's sitting there. He's like, yeah, man, I'm just, and this is like in a big parking lot across the street. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm out here just doing my brakes on my truck. And this is like 11 o'clock at night, bro. Like, and where his truck is parked, way on the other side of this parking lot, is dark as fuck. So this motherfucker's out here doing his brakes on his truck in pitch black darkness. I don't think he was actually doing his brakes, if I'm being honest with you. He might have just been sleeping over there. But, so he helps me out. And he's like, you know what? I got something for you. I'm like, what the fuck could this motherfucker possibly have for me? So I'm like, waiting for this guy to come back. And he brings me back a couple sheets of sandpaper and a can of white spray paint. And I'm like, why? Why do you have this in your black truck? You know what I mean? I have a white truck, so I'm like, my bumpers felt like this was not gonna work. Like, oh, you know, you just sand it out and you spray paint over it. Like, good to go, good as new. That wasn't gonna work.
That shit'll buff out.
Yeah, so that was our first date. Second date, my buddy's wife was throwing her kid's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Shout out to Chuck E.
Shout out to Chuck E. Cheese. So we decided to go, right?
Right.
We went together, and apparently there's a beer limit at Chuck E. Cheese, right? I think you only drink like a beer an hour. But this bitch somehow managed to get like buzzed at Chuck E. Cheese in the 2 hours that we were there. Like, I only had like the two beers.
But she had like six?
Dude, or like five or six. I was like, Jesus, bitch. Like, what the fuck are you doing? There's kids here. So then, you know,
how do you think she got the extra beers?
Dude, I don't know. Every time she'd leave, like, go to the bathroom, she'd come back with a beer.
She was blowing the guy in the Chucky costume, man.
She was blowing Chucky.
He had, like, he was trying to take the hood off, and then the manager's like, you keep that fucking thing on, or you're fired, Greg.
Fucking Greg. So yeah, she must have been blowing the rat. I don't know.
I love the visual of that. Think yeah, me too. Chucky
like he just pulls his little fucking pecker outside of the costume, like through its dick hole. So he, like when he has to pee, like that's where he whoops it out from. And she's just fucking slobbing on that knob. So yeah, so we fucking, it's time to leave Chuck E. Cheese. So we go and we're like, fuck, let's go. Maybe I fucked up. Because I was like, hey, let's go have another drink down at this bar. So we went to the bar, right off the bat, this bitch is, can I get three shots? I was like, what?
I wasn't planning on this kind of night.
Me either. The fucking sun was still out.
Yeah. But yeah, you were
it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I always forget that part of the story.
Dude, yeah, it was fucking light out. So she's like, I'm like, I'll take one. Fucking I'll take one. And I'm a horrible shot taker, so that's all I took. And then I stuck to beer. This bitch slams two. Pat, pat. Gone. Fucking, so we're sitting there playing shuffleboard, and I could tell she's starting to, like, she feels it, you know, like, she's fucking running around, she's fucking, like, making friends with motherfuckers that she doesn't know and shit, and then, boom, another round of shots, I'm like, oh my god, you crazy bitch, I'm like, this bitch doesn't live in town, dude, like, this bitch lives in, like, Truckee, like, in the Lake Tahoe area, like, she's gonna have to drive a bit to get home. And I'm not taking this bitch. I wasn't going to take this bitch to my sister's house.
Right.
Because I was staying with my sister at the time. So I was like texting my buddy. I was like, hey, this bitch is drunk and she's going to need a place to sleep. And they were like, we're not that close of friends with this bitch. I don't fucking know her. I was like, what do you mean you don't know her? You fucking set me up with her, you bitch. You know? So we're like, fuck it. Let's go to another bar.
Well, at this point, I imagine you're stalling for time, trying to figure things out.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure stuff out. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, too. Like, this is not working out. So then, we go to this bridge called Old Bridge Pub off of Virginia.
They follow both of us on Instagram, actually, so before, shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to Old Bridge before they, you know, Instagram deleted our page. But
they follow my personal page as well.
Oh, do we? I do. I think I do. So, we're there, and we're sitting there. I'm like, all right, I tell the bartender, give this bitch some water. Like, sober her up. Like, he can tell she's fucked up, you know? So, I'm sitting there. I'm having a beer. So, then this bitch tries, like, she starts talking to this nice couple next to us. You know, she was a good-looking chick, and the dude, you know, wasn't too bad either. So, like, she's trying to rope me in, like, a fucking orgy and shit, like, I could hear. I'm like, bitch, are you serious? And this dude's yoke. Like, I don't know how he's going to react. He's a big fucking deal. Like, I'm not going to want to fight this motherfucker.
Look, I don't want to criticize you, but it's kind of a beta move not going for it.
Fuck you.
Objectively.
You're such a bitch. So then, like, I can hear, like, she's, like, touching on this girl. Like, she's, like, rubbing on her and shit. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. This is not going to end well for me. So then she goes to the bathroom. I'm like, yo, I don't even know this girl. This is the second time I've hung out with her. Like, I'm trying to get this bitch sober as shit so I can get her the fuck out. So I'm like, I hope You guys are fine, you know? So I end up having, like, we end up leaving. I was like, ah, fuck. I don't really want to spend any more money because fuck her, you know? So I took her to this diner I go to, and I got some food in her, and then I sobered her up and shit. And then I was like, all right, this isn't going to work out. You have some fucking issues to work out. Good luck to you. Like, that was that.
Enjoy the Denny's.
Enjoy the Denny's, bitch. And, yeah, she fucking had to drive all the way back to the truck and shit. Worst state of my life. Holy fuck. What about you?
The worst state of my life?
Yeah.
There's this girl named Charlie that I met at the swimming pool when I was the manager. And, oh, that reminds me of the, okay, oh, during Christmas, I showed Jackie the bars downtown. We only went into one, and we went into Cheers. And we sat down, and within the first 10 minutes of sitting down, she looked at me, she's like, "Get me the fuck out of here."
Cheers is actually one of the nicer ones.
Yeah, and still, it was...
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's Winnemucca.
It's Winnemucca.
But the worst bar, or the worst date, was just this girl that... At the pool, girls would swim by the chair where you're lifeguarding.
Yeah.
And they'd look up and you check it. And they think you don't notice, but you have to look at the pool. You notice everybody in there.
Do you feel superior when you're like...
Something about the height, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets to you.
Fuck yeah, like fucking peasants.
We should get a tall chair.
Yeah. For me.
We could take turns in it.
No, I'm the alpha.
All right, well, vote on our Instagram and email us who you think the alpha is. They all sit in the chair. Yeah. And as soon as our Twitter account isn't for a 0-year-old. But okay, her name was Charlie. She was checking me out. And she started talking to me afterward. And so we hung out at the pool after it was closed. And then we went out and, the next day. We were like, yeah, we'll hang out. We'll get a drink. Now, this was a Winnemucca 7. So it was everywhere else. You know.
Everywhere else, she'd have been a 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and plus I was bored, and I was like, maybe 21, like, I was freshly 21.
You're just trying to get that release.
I was just, you know, thrilled that somebody thought I was attractive. So, yeah, we went out, and she was drinking like a pro, and I was but a novice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was in a whole different world, because she was just walking off doing everything.
So you knew she fucked.
Oh, yeah, it was no secret that nice. I was getting laid for the fourth time that night.
Nice.
Maybe fourth, I don't remember.
Really?
I don't know. After a while, you just become static in my brain. But, yeah, okay. So then we, night of drinking, she's running around talking to everybody but me. So I was like, maybe I'm going to just try to sneak out here. Like, by the time we were at the mineshaft at, like, 2 in the morning.
The mine. Shout out to the mineshaft.
Shout out to Mike at the mineshaft.
That's fucking, that place is a seedy shithole.
Absolutely. And by the time I had my hand on the door to escape, her hand grabbed me and she was like, no. And I was like, no.
Did she grab you by the wiener and she's like, what's all this about?
I was gonna keep that part out of the podcast, but yes, she grabbed me and pulled me into the dark by the wiener and had her way with me. It was horrible. Nice. No, it was horrible.
What do you mean?
I had to fake it is what I mean. I faked it.
Like, did you fuck her or did she blow you?
Oh, she jumped on top of me and tried, just had sex with just barely the top of my penis. And she was sweating all over me. It was the worst night, and we were outside of the swimming pool. I was like, we can go in the swimming pool, it's warm, I have the key.
That's disgusting.
But it was out in the park where the kids play instead. And then, so after a while, I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I faked it.
You're like, oh, my cum.
Havana, ho. And then, I was like, she was like, do you want to ride home? And I knew how drunk she was. And I was like, no, I will die riding with you. I'm leaving. Don't call me. And, because it was that. Okay, that seemed very mean playing it back in my head, but it was the worst experience I've ever had on a date. So I
what
ran.
Was so bad about it?
She was just obnoxious and, like, just one of those classic bar girls that was just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, but doesn't mean you couldn't have fucked her good.
I tried. It didn't happen.
Really?
Oh, I didn't try, actually.
I can usually talk myself into it. I'm a good pep talker.
Well, then maybe I'll call you if that ever happens.
Just call me.
It won't happen again. I have the perfect woman in my life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't say that.
Yeah. But
if it does, call me.
But I ran off into the dark before she could see where I was going.
You're like,
okay, you know where by the hospital, there's like a brick wall. I jumped over the brick wall.
Jesus Christ, just straight
6 feet, jumped it, cleared it, piece of cake, the adrenaline was pumping.
You just like packed up your dick and left.
Hopping fences and stuff. And like, oh, but the next day, her dad calls the swimming pool asking for me. Big shout out to Mark here.
To Tuna. Dude, shout out to Tuna.
Because he answered the phone and was like, I never met your dog, because, I don't know, he probably heard Mark when he's like, this is Mark answering the phone. And I know he was just covering for me. He was just hooking it up. And he's like, you got the wrong idea, man. Don't call her again.
Again, fucking Tuna, dude. Shout out to my buddy Tuna. Long time listener.
We'll get him on here. Wait, oh, I love the voice messages, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for the voice messages, you bitch.
But yeah, that was my worst date, and I hope to never relive it. But God, I never ran so fast and jumped so high.
I just don't understand why it was so bad.
It was the everything was leading up to it, because it was the hours and hours of watching this chick just get destroyed drunk.
Yeah, but fuck it, you should have gotten destroyed drunk too.
Yeah, I should have. I probably would have had.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I feel like if you put yourself in that situation, like, you kind of have to. You're like, well, fuck it.
Well, then there's a part of me.
In my famous words, fuck it, dude. I'm already here. You know what I mean?
In my defense, I was like, she might. Somebody better look out for her. Like, I was like,
No, dude. No. If you're in the mine shaft.
This is before I was getting dangerous all the time.
But if you're in the mine shaft.
I'm already in the danger
zone. You're in the danger zone. Kenny Loggins is in there.
Yeah, you're right.
He's on that stage. Showing you the fucking directions to the highway to the danger zone, dog. You know what I mean?
That's our intro song, I think, this time.
I like it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenny Loggins. Do you know he was actually at Boomtown not too long ago? That's how low he's gone. That he's performing at Boomtown.
You play Boomtown twice in your career. Once on the way up,
and once on the way down. Well put. Yeah. Oh, that was good. But yeah.
I think this podcast has been well put.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry it took a little longer than usual, but we'll try to get one out here soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how many do you want to do? I was thinking maybe 2 a week if you're cool with that.
That's fine. Right. 2 a week's good.
Cool.
2 weeks perfect. I don't want to, you know, oversaturate our listeners.
Right, right.
I don't think I use that right.
Keep them wanting more.
Yeah.
Also, affluenza is a word. I'm sorry.
Yeah, affluenza is a word.
I just never heard
it. Little callback to the fucking last week's podcast.
Yeah.
I used it correctly, so Mike can suck on these peach fuzz nuts, bro.
It was a bit of a beta move of me not to.
Very beta.
Yeah, I'll admit it. I'm alpha enough to admit when I've been a beta.
Well, what if I just baited you into being an alpha?
Listen, I'm so alpha. I'll pick you up and turn you over and standing 69 you right now.
I would do that to you, but your legs would hit my roof.
Yeah, that's why I've got to be the alpha in that situation. Hold you.
No, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm the alpha.
This is how the physics will work.
Whip out that dong right now.
Oh, you want to have a measuring contest? Yeah. All right, let me whip it out right now.
Let me get hard. I'm not even hard yet.
That's head free.
10 inches head free.
All right, let's. Okay, email us questions too. I want to do some questions from
please,
our friends.
Yeah,
or send us a message on something.
Some questions on. We'll have the Instagram page up here soon.
Like, Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Yeah, tell your friends, man. We do really appreciate support. We've had a lot of listeners. We've had like over 250 plays so far
in a week. So
in a week,
and we're just two guys. So yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, hope you guys had a Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I'm pretty sure that's over, but yeah. Peace.
And have a Happy New Year, too. We'll try to get one out before the New Year.
Yep. Later.
Stay sweet.
Stay sexy.